Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Happy morning to you here on a Thursday. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. Just trying to, again, Joe, get to the bottom of this. And again, using what we heard yesterday from John Lynch, general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, sounding frustrated, exacerbated, every noun in the book to describe just, Brandon Ayuk yet again. And We're trying to, I guess, pretty much just ascertain the pulse of the fan base at this point in week zero.
You know, it's interesting because you kind of let out a little gasp there of frustration, and I feel like a lot of fans feel that way. You know, we always say it's a business. This is just the way I view things, and people can have a different opinion, but like the majority of people tap into sports to like disassociate from real life problems.
Yeah, to get away.
Right? That's why we don't like politics in our sports for the most part.
Southwest.
Right? And I think that a lot of people just want to like tap out from the normals. That they're driving their kids to school, they're balancing their books, they're trying to make payments, groceries are at an all-time high, you know? All of this stuff's going on, and they just want to sit down and watch Niners Jets, you know? They want to see the San Francisco Giants hit some home runs, you know? They want the Warriors to be in a playoff game against whatever, the Los Angeles Lakers, right? They want to be able to have some fun. And I think all of this money talk.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a slippery slope, and I've been talking about it a long time. It's like I understand all of the players. This is their life. This is their livelihood. I get all that. But the consumer is like, really, dude? And this is the reality of it. It's like, really? Like, I go to Target once a week and I spend $300 on groceries for my family. And then I go to Safeway or wherever if I'm lucky enough to afford it. And I'm spending a couple hundred and you guys are haggling over a meal here. That's what we think, you know, or this, that I got to get paid. And I think the average fan is exhausted by the money talk. And I think that the team right now is exhausted. Now, they're making a ton of money. All right. I want to make this very clear. The teams are making tons and tons and tons of money. But I think they're exhausted. I think the players are exhausted. You think they want to go through this exercise every time that their contract comes up? You think they want non-guaranteed contracts? No. Right? It's just... This is a story that is exhausting everyone, and we need a resolution, like, well, so bad.
And this is what we're talking about, because John Lynch was literally asked yesterday if this has been maddening, if this has been, quote, driving you crazy, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, fortunately, there's 90 players here, there's preseason games, there's the work of getting better, and that goes into putting a team together. But no question about it, when you've got some of your better players, two of them in particular, that aren't out there, you know, that's your job. Yeah, you take a lot of pride in that, and, I think... You know, one thing, we got a lot of really good players, and we've rewarded a lot of good players, and that makes things tougher at times. But, I remain optimistic. We'll find a way to put the best squad out there, and really happy with where this team's at and, what we do have to offer. The players out here that have been here are working really hard. We got a lot of love for the two guys that aren't, and we'll continue to work on that to try to bring that to a resolution.
That answer to me was very telling. And you've been alluding to this and saying this all morning. I think the Niners are betting on Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan and their offense. And they're saying to themselves, either you're in with us and you're going to play on this with your option or take the deal that we've presented, or we're just going to start fining you, or we might just trade you to a place you don't want to go to, or, whatever. And we'll just deal with it. And it feels like we're at a stalemate here.
And we've been at a stalemate for seemingly 6 months.
It's so true.
Jacob's in Castro Valley.
So true.
What's going on, Jacob? You're on the roast. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. You know, I'm a frustrated 49ers fan. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated that we didn't win the Super Bowl. Mm. I'm frustrated that Patrick Mahomes went out on that field with a bunch of nobodies, and we should have won. I'm frustrated that these two players that we need the most on our team don't want to be team players. I'm frustrated that we are not going into a season confident. We went into last season confident that we were going to be on top, that we were going to win the Super Bowl. Right now, our season, I'm not going in confident. I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated that I got to go to work every day and grind and struggle to pay my bills, and yet the Niners offered Brandon Ayuk $28 million, and he doesn't take it. We need to win. Be a team player, man. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated at the Niners organization. I'm frustrated seeing reports come out about they're going to spend $200 million on improving the stadium seat. Man, we don't care about no seat. You want to make fans happy? Go out and win a Super Bowl. That's on the players. That's on the organization. Just get it done. Quit being greedy. Quit being cheap. Just do it. I'm frustrated, man.
One of the best calls I think we've ever had at this station.
That call will not be flushed, by the way. Courtesy of our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. No, I couldn't flush that call. I wanted to hear every single word because you stopped in the middle. You looked at Carter and you're like, this is a hell of a call.
I think a lot of Niner fans feel
just
that
dripping
way.
With emotion.
Like, look, we're very spoiled Niner fans because we've been wildly successful the last, let's just say, 15 years. Forget the 80s and 90s,
yeah.
Okay? I'm 42 years old, all right? Forget the 80s and 90s. Just go the last 15 years. You've been to 3 Super Bowls since 2012. How many teams can make that claim? The Chiefs and the Patriots.
Yep.
That's it. All right? Wildly successful. You've also been snake bitten in those big moments.
For sure.
You've been to 7 NFC championship games, right? And you got nothing to show for it. And so I feel the pain. I do. I feel the pain. And we don't know who's being cheap or who's being greedy or what. Like, it's probably a little bit of both. And I think that this is one of those cases where it's like the Niners have screwed this up on a variety of fronts. Timing, reading the market, not understanding the player's desires, you know, not just making a move and being definitive. I think Ayuk, you know, changing maybe what he wants. I don't know. I'm left to guess that because there's no deal right now. Like, everybody is frustrated. And then you have this bigger overarching thing. This freaking guy Mahomes just owns us, right? And he just won the Super Bowl in overtime while it apparently feels like you didn't even know the overtime rules.
I've had enough.
And this play, and that play, and that play, and that play, and that play, and every single freaking play over the last 15 years, I can dissect on why we didn't win a Super Bowl. Oh, well, you know, I mean, if we just have a great kick return unit, well, you know, maybe James Jones doesn't score a 78-yard touchdown to start off the second half against the Baltimore Ravens. If you hit Michael Crabtree, if you run the ball with Frank Gore, if, like, LaMichael James doesn't fumble, if Randy Moss actually puts his hand in the air and you don't throw an interception, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And then I go, like, every year we have there's a reason why, oh, if you could have protected Purdy, maybe we beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, if Jaquaski's car catches the ball. Niner fans are going insane. We're going insane. And like, this whole Ayuk thing is like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, it really feels that way. Because we have been so close, and you're about to touch the orb and actually, like, reach the pinnacle. And every single time we're about to get married and be the bride, oh, no, can't get done. Everybody's objecting at the altar. It is maddening. And I am going insane. And it drives me insane. It feels very San Francisco Giants-y before they finally broke through and won a championship. It's like, what horrific thing will happen now that we have some success?
And that's why John Lynch's comments to me were significant yesterday. I played the cut. He was asked, is this driving you crazy? And the first word out of his mouth was yes. Yes, it's driving me crazy. Just like it's driving every fan out there crazy. Just like it's driving every caller that's called in today crazy. Just like it's driving everybody that's driving on the road right now that's mad in traffic probably listening to why are you guys talking about Ayuk again? Because the general manager of the freaking San Francisco 49ers came out yesterday and told us that he is being driven crazy by this. This isn't a Bosa situation where it might linger till the final moment, but we might get this done. Bosa never asked for a trade. There was never a situation. There was never a difference in tone. To me, last offseason, hearing John Lynch going from, well, you know, it's a situation where, again, in April, he shut down all trade talks before the draft. He was like, we're not talking about this. Has Brandon Ayuk been allowed to toss? Nope, no, we're not doing it. Okay, a couple weeks ago. Not a lot of movement on the Ayuk front, but, you know, there's no bad blood, quote unquote. There's urgency to get it done, quote unquote. Yesterday, I'll say it again. I don't know if there's bad blood yet, but bad blood is brooding. And when you're Brandon Ayuk and you're hearing your general manager start to lean more towards a non-player side, John Lynch is a player. John Lynch is a Hall of Fame NFL player. And it felt to me yesterday like he is starting to lean away from the player side of things and more into, gosh, well, I just don't know what to do. And when the GM of the team doesn't know what to do and doesn't know what to say about a situation, that makes me frustrated if I'm a fan of this football team.
Do you think that John Lynch is happy with the things that they've done? Let's put it on them first. Do you think he's happy today with the timeline of everything that they've done in terms of how they dealt, how much they gave up, when they, in terms of put on the table for him, at what points in the offseason? Do you think that he's sitting back and he's saying, like, yeah, we made some mistakes on this one?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, he even took onus for it. You know, he said, look, we're not paid to try. We're paid to do. And they haven't gotten a done deal yet.
Okay, so how do you rectify it?
again, I think it starts with doing what they have not done. Like, I think the 49ers have been one foot in, one foot out as far as drawing a line in the sand and telling him what is actually going to happen. Like, the reason I asked you the question earlier, if you thought Ayuk had made money for himself this summer, because I think he has. I think originally they probably wanted to sign him for around, you know, Devontae Smith money.
Yeah.
Then the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal comes in and Ayuk's price tag goes up. And then maybe, I don't know which other deal would affect, maybe Waddle, it affected it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever it is, I think Ayuk has made himself more money by holding in, by letting this thing linger. But if you're the 49ers, and if you're Ayuk, quite honestly, I think both sides have been hurt by this entire saga, because I find it very difficult to believe that Ayuk's just going to step in. Whenever he does, could be week one, could be week four. I think it's really difficult to expect him to just step back in and be a second-team all-pro receiver like he was last year, because we haven't seen it with the way that these negotiations impact players. I also feel like from the 49ers' perspective, last offseason was a united front. They were aligned. McCaffrey was full bore. Brandon Ayuk was kicking ass in training camp last year.
The last two camps, dominating.
Just, I mean, running into Fred Warner, mouthing off to the defense, telling what he was going to do to him. Everybody was on the same page. I know Bosa was separate, but that to me is more along the lines of the Trent Williams deal. And I feel confident that Trent's going to figure this thing out. But It's just so many distractions right now. It's why national shows are leading off with talking about it. It's why we're talking about it. It's why you're going to hear John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan played ad nauseum today, because the team feels like they're spent. And so what I would do about it, I would say, Ayuk, we're going to have to find you now until maybe we figure this thing out. And if you don't want to sign what we have in front of you, you're playing on that fifth year.
Well, I feel like yesterday was the first time I felt that they, the Niners, feel like they can't get a deal done.
Mm.
That's what it felt like to me. Like they're acknowledging that there is probably not a happy medium.
A long-term deal, you're saying?
Yeah, a long-term deal, yes, yes. Like, that's what it
felt
like to me.
Not that they're going
to
trade him, but...
No, but it's just like, we've tried to sign the guy, I don't think we can do it. Like, that's was body language the way I read.
I think that's fair. And again, we're taking all sides of this thing. So, you know, I don't think the Niners are without fault here.
It takes two to tango.
It does. And I think Dave in Fresno wants to discuss that side of things. What's going on, Dave? You're on the roast. How are you?
Oh, gentlemen. Hey, I'm frustrated like everybody else. But, you know, I got two key points here, and it's very important. So hopefully you guys give me time to get to those. I'll be quick.
Yeah.
I think this is 100% Niners' fault. You know, everybody wants to point the finger at Ayuk, but let me point out two reasons why I think it's the Niners' fault. Point number one, this is the NFL, where this is the one sport where they give teams all these options to have full control of players. You have 50 option, you have the franchise tag. So the Niners held all the cards in this situation. They should never, ever initiate any kind of dance-off or spin-off or face-off with Ayuk. They knew back in April what was at stake. They could have given him three options at April. You accept the offer we have for you. We trade you, or you play in the fifth-year option. But that's the negotiation, you know. And truth be told, newsflash, everybody, this is the second point. Newsflash. They were in no position to negotiate with him in the first place, because the Niners have the highest non-paid quarterback in Bosa. Second highest paid linebacker, the highest paid running back. You know, you have potentially the highest paid left tackle. You're probably going to have a top five paid quarterback. So realistically, you weren't in position to negotiate with him in the first place. So what they should have did back in way yonder in April is like, hey, the most we can offer you is 26. I don't care what Waddle and all these other people sign. If we were going to squeeze you in, this is de facto what we can offer you. We can't go above it. I'm sorry. And if you can't accept that, you go to that press conference, you say, hey, we gave everything we could. We don't want to do it, so we're moving on to the next. We are drafting a replacement. And hold on, wait. And then also, before you want to give money to Jennings and Hargrave, if he was a key part of to the team and worth all this uproar, before you give money to Leonard Floyd, you should have negotiated a contract with him first, or have money saved for him. So this is 100% on the 49ers and not utilizing the power that they had.
Look, I think the points are well taken, Dave, and appreciate the call. But to me, this is another reason why I feel like they didn't expect it to get to this point. Because if they did understand that at the beginning of the offseason, Shasky, I feel like either Brendan Aiyuk would have his deal or he would be on another team. I think they would have made the choice, or perhaps they would have taken the T. Higgins route, which the Bengals did, which is basically say, dude, we're not trading you. We're not giving you a contract. We're just going to franchise tag you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference is T. Higgins was a second round pick, so that franchise tag would kick in a year prior to the fifth year.
Yes.
But the Niners have not made, to the callers, to today's point, they have not, I think, concretely explained either what they expected at the beginning of the offseason or even now, because yesterday they sounded like a team that doesn't really know where this thing is going.
Well, I also don't think they understand where their finances are going because they've got a lot of stuff up in the air.
Yeah.
Like again, go through it in your head. If Dre Greenlaw came back and was good, I'd be surprised. He could be a cap casualty. They don't know what's going to happen there.
He's a free agent, I think, by the way.
Yeah, well, you could probably basically...
Next summer, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just get off his money. Do you know what you're going to do with Charvarius Ward? I mean, you think you're going to let him walk, but you don't know. What about D'Amino Lenore? You think you can get a deal done with him, but what if he has a Brandon Aiyuk-like season defensively,
mm-hmm.
right? Where he's a pro bowler. Now what do you do? What about Aaron Banks, your guard? You let Tomlinson walk. You drafted Aaron Banks. He redshirted, and boom, he's been really good. He's going to be a free agent. How much is Purdy going to cost? Is it $50 million? Is it $72 million a year? Like, what is it? Like, once Dak gets a deal, is Purdy going to wait for Dak? Like, I know it's easy to say the Niners should have known exactly how much they should pay. Like, there's a lot of balls up in the air on this one. And I don't think they deserve criticism. I believe they deserve criticism for a variety of things. But we can also acknowledge it is difficult to read the market as things are changing. All they can't control what the Detroit Lions are paying. They can't control what this guy gets. Remember a few years ago, Christian Kirk got that money he got, and it changed the way Debo viewed himself? You can't control outside forces. If the house down the block sells for a price way over, that has no bearing on what I can do, right? Like, that's out of your control. But what was in their control was understanding what motivated the player and the guy that you've had in the building for 5 years. And on that one front, reading him and how he was going to react throughout the negotiations and what truly was going to like get him to sign the deal, they've missed the mark.
Well, and I just think that the market has always been set for them. Like you mentioned Debo, that was set, for example, by someone like Christian Kirk. I think the market now is a bit different because they have a lot of or have paid players at the highest point in their positions. You know, Kittle was the highest paid. Warner for like 3 minutes was the highest paid. Jimmy Garoppolo obviously was the highest paid player. Trent Williams at the time was Juice was the highest paid player. But Brandon Aiyuk is, everyone understands, and even he understands, he should not be the highest paid player at his position. But his price tag just continues to move and move and move and move. And this is why, for example, you brought up Brock Purdy in the quarterback position. I want to bring in Carter Chickering on this to give us the news about another quarterback out in Cleveland that I think does impact the Niners situation. And Carter, what do you got behind the glass there?
This is per Mary Kay Cabot. The Browns have restructured Deshaun Watson's contract for the third straight year, converting $44.79 million to a bonus and clearing $35.832 million in cap space. They now have $62 million in cap space, the most in the NFL by far.
So,
and the Cleveland Browns were obviously linked to the 49ers. So like, does that reopen up the trade route or trade avenue?
Does he want to go there? Because New England sounded like they wanted to give him a lot of money. He didn't want to go there, which I get. I'm not even mad at him. Like, I wouldn't want to play in New England right now either, right? But does he even want to go to Cleveland? See, this is the part where he does have some control, where if I'm a team making the trade, I got to kind of know on the front end if you're going to sign with me. But that's where, like, Cleveland, they got Deshaun to buy in on the trade because they made him an offer that no one else was going to match in terms of guarantees.
But I also think, yeah, and they had a trade agreed. Apparently it was because I didn't want to go to Cleveland, right? It was a second, a fifth, and Amari.
But here's the other, like, the domino effect. Amari wants a new contract, too. So, okay, you trade for Amari, hypothetically, which I probably would do that deal. Like, given everything that we know now and what you could get back, and they're close. They're close. And I think it can help you now enough. Like, who's to say Amari's not like, I mean, come on, man. You know I got to get paid. Right? It's just it's like a never-ending, this feels like Inception, where I'm inside of a dream, inside of a dream, inside of a dream, inside of a dream, where everyone wants to get paid.
Yeah, and in a couple of those dreams, no one's going to get it.
It's insane!
No one's going to get it, man. I bring it up because I do think that Cleveland is a place, and who knows, like, the Browns would not be willing to give up that specific package if you're right, if Ayuk wouldn't sign long-term with them. But if you're also sensing, Shasky, that the Niners are at the point where we heard yesterday that it doesn't sound like they're going to be willing, like, that contract might not be there right now. Maybe they're saying, dude, we gave you a chance. If you were at practice yesterday and you were practicing for us, you know, we might have been able to continue these negotiations, but at this point, you seem like you are so disinterested in doing anything but making yourself dollars. Well, go make it in Cleveland. You know what? Deal's off the table. We're done. Then in that case, Ayuk, because I think the reason why he didn't want to go to New England or Cleveland or anywhere else, apparently outside of Pittsburgh or, I don't know, maybe Washington, is because he always felt like San Francisco was going to give him what he wanted. And where would you rather play outside of an incredible situation? You know everything. San Francisco doesn't have to sell itself to Brandon Ayuk.
But also his agent, and this is where I think there's a little bit like on his agent. You also have to understand the tapestry of salaries that they're navigating right now is a very difficult one. I'm talking about the Niners, right? You go to Carolina, I mean, who are they paying, right? Hypothetically. Washington, who are they paying? New England, who are they paying? You can make top dollar there. You can't make top dollar here. There is a threshold.
Yeah.
And just because you want X doesn't mean this place gives it. So that's where I go back to, can we compromise? It feels like that time has passed.
It may have. Do you feel like the time has passed? The time of compromise with the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk? I think it's a great question from Shasky. Do you feel like the time has passed?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.